Well, let's go before the Lord in prayer. Oh, Father, our Lord, our Savior, we thank you so much for this day that you have made. We thank you so much for allowing us to rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, as we consider today and tomorrow the greatest love in action on Maundy Thursday and Good Friday, and even though you knew what was set before you, Lord, oh, we just thank you that you decided, because you made the decision yourself to experience all the ridicule, the scourging, and all of the chastisement. You did it for us, Lord, and we are forever grateful. So we thank you, Lord. We love you. We thank you so much for this TMC call, Lord, where we can get on every Monday through Friday morning, and as we can get on here, Lord, and learn more about you and go and put what we've learned in action along with what we read and along with what we get in our own churches, Lord. We just thank you so much for the supplement that we get here. Father, we thank you for the founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Oh, Lord, will you just bless them indeed, them and their entire households, Lord. Father, give them everything they stand in need of and shower them with your favor, love, and rest in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for the speaker who will bring the word that we know we need to hear today. Oh, God, we know you've downloaded a word in action. And, Father, we pray that we would just check everything at the door and empty ourselves of all the stuff and all the clutter so that we can absorb and just really ingest what is being said. Father, bless the speaker and whatever they order their footsteps, Lord, and guide them. Now, Lord, we thank you that for each and every family member who has joined us this morning. And, Father, as we go out this week, we just thank you, Lord, as we live our lives in action, loving one another just as you have loved us. And we can't do it without you, but it is a choice. It is not an option. It is something that we have to do because we want our love to ring true. And we want others to see Christ in us. Now, Lord, we bind Satan in Jesus' name. And we know that this call, because we found him, will go forth with clarity. We love you, Lord, and we daily seek to please you and you alone. And it is in your precious name we pray. Amen. Well, my TMC family, as I always say, from my heart to yours, I love me some you. Go out and have a blessed Mighty Thursday, a blessed Good Friday, and a joyous and rejoicing Resurrection Sunday. Host, are you there?
Minister Willer, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Minister Brenda. God bless you.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Minister Willer, for seating and greeting everyone this morning on this Mighty Thursday, on this Passion Week, Holy Week. I tell you, we are so excited about what we are reflecting on and thinking on, and thank you for reminding us that Jesus paid it all. And thank you for the powerful, powerful prayer that you brought before us at the throne of grace, before the Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Good morning, good morning, good morning, TMC family. This is Brenda Terrell in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and I tell you, I am excited. I am so excited about what God is doing in each and every one of our lives, and I hope you're excited too. I thank you for joining us this morning, and if this is your first time on the Telecommunication Sanctuary, we're here every Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Central, and 5 a.m. Pacific. And we're so thankful that two powerful ordained women of God has started this call back in 2010, and they are our Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we call Miss Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we lovingly call our Mother Eagle. And this call was established on the scripture, Psalms 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." We also stand on a mission statement. It is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So we invite you to invite your family and your friends, your loved ones, and tell them to come and join us every Monday through Friday. This is a great way to start their day. Now, we also have a website, which is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net, where you can see all the messages from back 2010, as well as the bios of our speakers. And then you'll also notice that this year we're standing on our theme in 2017, by faith, God is manifesting our goals and dreams. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry, we definitely invite you to do so. You can greet as Minister Willa did, or you can host, which is what I'm doing. And then you may even have a word from the Lord, and we definitely want to hear it. So send that information, your request, as well as your prayer requests and your praise reports. You can send them all to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, yours truly, will contact you. Now, we've also been blessed to be a part of a phenomenal health and wellness company, which I call the best company on this side of heaven, with the best products on this side of heaven, and that is none other than Artist International, which has been established well over 26 years by the Diaz de Leon family. We are now Artist Life, and we are thriving and going forth day by day to help people realize that we have the best products to help them with their health. Now, also, all roads are leading to our leadership conference, which will be held in two places, May 5th and 6th in Los Angeles, California, and May 19th and 20th in Houston, Texas. And this is by the Javi Airport, so at the Marriott. So you definitely want to be in the place. And I do believe I noticed that you can register for $25 online, and then they'll also take your registration at the door, $25. So be in the place, because we'll be there live and in living color to see what we can do to help the world with their help. Now, with that being said, I am so excited that we have a woman of God. Oh, let me tell you this. We do have a new motivational call, which is held every Monday through Friday right after this call. And you can go to it at 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617#, where it's Testimonial Thursday. So you definitely want to get on and hear the testimonies of what these powerful products are doing for people. Now we are getting ready to go and hear the word from the Lord from a powerful, powerful woman of God. She was born in New York City and currently resides in Norcross, Georgia. She received a B.S. in electrical engineering in 1996. She was called to ministry in the year 2000 as a lay minister, where God had led her to seminary, and she received the Master's of Arts in Pastoral Counseling and the Master's of Divinity in Pastoral Ministry. She is our very own Minister Kai Brown. She is currently going for her doctorate in ministry, and we thank God for her. God has given Kai a passion for meeting the needs of the next generation through more effective ministry leadership, and a desire to be an active participant in God's Jeremiah 29:11 plan for her life. She is in the process of ordination and training. Her prayer is focused, and prayer is her focus, and she knows that God has called her to pray and share what he has given her with his people. Her most impressive accomplishment and blessing is being the godly, proud mother of an amazing young man of God, Christopher. And he is, I tell you, doing great and mighty things in the Lord. So we're so excited for him. God has led Kai to found Speak Life Christian Ministries, a nonprofit ministry that is aimed at meeting the needs of her surrounding community. Mind, Body, and Spirit. She is the published author of her first book, When God Burst the Ministry. You need to get that book. Books are available on Amazon.com as well as Barnes & Noble. Kai is an artist distributor, and she's determined to walk in all that God has ordained for her life. I introduce to some, present to others, none other than Minister Kai Brown of Norcross, Georgia. Are you there, woman of God?
I am, my beautiful Mississippi queen. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Take it away. God bless you.
Good morning, everyone, and I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to Minister Willa for seating and greeting us and opening us up in prayer, and of course to our prayer general, who is so willing to always go before the Lord for all of us, Minister Brenda, for hosting the call. And again, let me say a thank you to the two amazing women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherstone, whose yes birthed this call and whose yes continues to bring this call to us each Monday through Friday. And of course, of course, of course, all praise, all glory, all honor, all majesty to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You know, this is Holy Week. And if we just honestly just stop and take a minute to realize what this signifies, what it means, there's no way that we don't become emotional, that we don't feel it deeply if we are really His. So today, today's message is going to be just love them anyway. See, Jesus was all about love. And He loved His disciples, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and the betrayer. He loved them anyway. In every state that they existed, through their growth process, Jesus loved them where they are, where they were, in whatever situation they were facing. So if we are to allow Him to be that example, then we must just love them anyway, in spite of their negativeness, in spite of whatever it is they're going through. We are to be that love of Christ to all the people we come in contact with. Now, I don't know about you all, but that's not always easy for me. Because when somebody stabs me in my back, my initial reaction is not always love. But then I think about Jesus and Him loving Judas, knowing that He was going to betray Him to death. How can I not just love them anyway? So it's really time that we stop and acknowledge the love that Jesus had for us. And what He did. See, this Holy Week, this Holy Thursday, gives us a chance to stop, come, get out of ourselves, and think about what Jesus did. Let us go to the Word in John 13. If you notice, John 13 through 16 is really about Holy Thursday and the beginning of Good Friday, because the way the Jews view the day is the day starts at sunset of the day before. So on sunset, on Thursday, that really for the Jewish people is Friday. So if we go to John 13, verses 1 through 17, it reads, "Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that the hour had come, that He should depart from this world to the Father, having loved His own who were in the world, He loved them to the end. And supper began, and supper being ended, the devil having already put it into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray Jesus. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into His hands, and that He had come from the Father and was going to God, rose from supper and laid His garment aside and took a towel and girded Himself.
After that, he poured water into the basin and began to wash the feet of his disciples. Now, I don't know about you. I have feet issues. I don't like people's feet. I don't like people touching me with their feet. So for me, the ultimate show of love would be washing of the feet. So Jesus put aside all that he was. He was God. He was the Godhead. He was a part of the Father. He was a part of the Holy Trinity. But yet he was willing to put all of that aside and begin to wash the feet of his disciples. So he lowered himself. Jesus, who was the end-all, be-all, decided to show the ultimate sign of love to his disciples. And so we continue. And he began to wash the feet of his disciples and to wipe them off with the towel with which he was girded. Then he came to Simon Peter, and Peter said to him, "Lord, are you washing my feet?" Jesus answered and said to him, What I am doing, you do not understand now, but you will know after this." Peter said to him, "You shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "If I do not wash you, you have no part with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not only my feet, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said unto him, "He who is bathed needs only to wash his feet, but is completely clean. And you are clean, but not all of you." For he knew who would betray him. Therefore he said, "You are all not clean." So when he had washed their feet, taken his garments, and sat again, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you say, 'Well,' for so I am. If then I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Most assuredly, I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is he who is sent greater than the one who sent him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them." Love them anyway. See, Jesus knew that Judas was getting ready to go betray him. He didn't hate on him. He didn't kick him out. He didn't do any of those things. But he showed that ultimate humility and that ultimate love by washing their feet. See, it's time for us to really take a look at ourselves. And are we showing that love to one another? Oh, it's easy to love those that love you. But are we loving those who despitefully use us? Are we showing the Jesus type of love to those people who have turned their backs on us in our greatest time of need? Are we praying for them? Are we pushing past our pride? Are we pushing past our hurt and being as submitted and surrendered as Jesus was? See, he was submitted unto the cross so that we may have life. Now, he doesn't even ask for that type of dedication. He just asks that we love one another as we love ourselves. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. He didn't ask us to go to the cross for each other. If he did, we'd be in trouble. He just asked us to love them anyway. See, Jesus had that kind of love because he came from the Father. Now, everybody hates on Judas. And I get that, but let's think about it. Without Judas, we would not have had a betrayer, and we would not have Jesus who went to the cross to bring us back to right relationship with God. See, but Judas didn't have the advantages that we have. See, we have the Holy Spirit dwelling within us to tell us, hey, that's probably not the right thing to do. hey, you probably shouldn't do that, pull back. See, we have that. Judas didn't have that. Judas didn't have anyone to tell him, hey, you probably shouldn't do this. See, but the Holy Spirit knows our secrets of secret desires. And when we get to that place where we're ready to do something wrong, we have the Holy Spirit to correct us if we choose to be corrected. Now, the Holy Spirit's going to put it out there, and then we have a choice to make. Just love them anyway. So when you're feeling hurt and disappointed and someone has just let you down, think about how we let Jesus down daily. How many little white lies do we tell? How many pens and pencils and pieces of paper, you know, wander home with us from work? Disappointing Jesus is disappointing Jesus. There is no small sin, big sin. Sin is sin in the eyes of God. So your little white lie is the same as somebody else's fornication in God's eyes. But he loves us anyway. See, he is that example of what we should be. So we really need to take a minute on this Holy Thursday to realize what Jesus really did when he went to the cross. And how he prepared his disciples. And how he gave them the new commandment in John 13:31-35, which reads, So when he had gone out, Jesus said, now the Son of Man is glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and glorify him immediately. Little children, I shall be with you a little while longer. You will seek me, and as I said to the Jews, where I am going, you cannot come. So now I say to you, a new commandment I give you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this, all will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. So what is our commandment? Just love them anyway. Now, because you love them does not mean you have to continue to allow them to abuse you. That would not be wisdom. Some people you have to love from afar, and that's okay. But you don't stop loving. You don't allow someone to destroy your relationship with God. See, because if you can't love man, then you can't possibly love God. And therefore, you can't possibly be in right relationship with him. So even if you have to remove that person out of your sphere of influence, you don't stop loving them. You just love them anyway. And anyway for them is just from a distance. You continue to pray for them. And not prayer of retaliation. You don't get to pray, well, God get him. No, pray for God's peace, for his love, for his joy, that they may be restored to him. See, if we are serious about this thing, this relationship we have with God, then in spite of how we feel, we have to show love. In spite of what we've gone through or been through, we have to just love them anyway. Think about the ultimate sacrifice. Think about what Jesus went through to show his love for mankind, a love that was willing to give his life so that we could be saved. And if you can't show that type of love, even from a distance, then it's really time that we look at ourselves again and see where we really are. We've got to do what Jesus did and just love them anyway. Back to you, Minister Brenda.
Can you hear me, Minister Kai?
I can, Minister Brenda.
Praise the
floor
Lord.
Is yours.
Praise the Lord. We thank you so much for that word, Minister Kai, that we have to love one another. We just thank you so much. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Gracious Father, we come to you this morning again. We thank you for the love that you showed to us, that while we were yet sinners, you died for us in the name of Jesus, in your name. Father, we thank you that you laid down your life for us. And being that you did that for us, Lord, because we are an example of, and we want to be an example of Christ-likeness, we will lay down our lives by showing love towards one another without any reservation, without any hesitation. Father, we thank you for Minister Kai, who brought a beautiful word to us this morning, a needed word, a powerful word, Lord. And Father, we pray that it will really get down into our spirits, Lord, as we think about loving one another as Christ loved us, as God loved us. Father, we ask that you continue to bless Minister Kai, that you continue to walk with her, Father, that you continue to shower her with your love. And Lord, that you, we pray the prayer of Jabez over her, that you would bless her indeed, and that you would enlarge her territory, Lord, that you would continue to keep your hand upon her, Lord, that she not know any evil and that no harm comes to her. And just as you did it for Jabez, Lord, we're asking that you do it for her. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you have answered so many prayers. Father, we thank you that you have touched Mother Vivian in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord, that as we always say that because your word says is that anything that has a name has to bow to the name of Jesus. So we call her the healed in the name of Jesus. Father, we call Jesse Brumfield healed in the name of Jesus. Father, we call all the others whom we have been praying for healed in the name of Jesus. Father, we call Minister Kai's mother, Mother Franklin, healed in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just thank you. And Father, we lift up those who have experienced some type of a loss, Lord, whether it be accidental, oh God, or whether it be from illness. So we lift up all of our family members, Lord, and those whom we know who are experiencing challenges, Lord, with regard to grieving. Lord, we lift up Judge Shella Abdul's family in New York who was found dead in the water. Oh God, touch the family and Father, just be everything that you can be to them during this time in the name of Jesus. Father, we lift up everyone who whose loved one who has experienced the loss of a loved one, not a loss because they're not lost when they know you, Lord, but who has experienced the transition. Touch the family members indeed and be everything they need you to be. And Father, as we go through this mighty Thursday, we may not physically wash anybody's feet, but it's okay if we do. But Father, let us have the washing and the humility, showing the humility by doing something special for someone, something that might take us out of our comfort zone, Lord, just to show our love to them. We give you praise, oh God, and we thank you for Pastor Vanessa Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts. Oh God, we thank you that they have been steadfast in showing their love for us, Lord, by continuing in what you have given them to do. Continue to bless Mother Josie, and we thank you, Lord, for how Pastor Vanessa finds time to be with us in the midst of everything she does for Mother Josie. Lord, thank you for her. Now, God, we give you praise, and we thank you for our family members, and we call it done. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, my TMC family, you're going to want to go back and hear the message for today. And to do that, you can go to 712-432-1085. And the PIN code is 957-677-POUND. Again, the number is 712-432-1085. And the PIN code is 957-677-POUND. Now, remember, we have a bridge number. And that bridge number, if you're having difficulty getting on, and you won't have to pay to do so, 518-333-1522. Again, 518-333-1522, and follow the prompts. Immediately following this call, the new morning motivational call is going on, and that's at 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. And the PIN code is 294617. Again, 294617. And remember, the Artist Leadership Development Summit is May 5th and 6th. in California at the DoubleTree Hilton, and May 19th and 20th at the Houston Marriott near Hobby Airport. And it's only $25 at the door. So again, God's blessings to all of you. Thank you so much for joining us. And I will now call Minister Kai back for our closing prayer, for our benediction. Minister Kai, are you there?
I am here, Minister Willa. Thank you so much. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you so much for all that you have done for us, for loving us anyway, for loving us enough to send your only begotten Son to the cross for us, and for his willingness to go so that we may be restored to right relationship with you. As we leave this call, but never your presence, oh God, we just continue to give you the highest praise, hallelujah, and thank you, because we know that our thanks is never going to be enough for what you surrendered on the cross for us. But as we go out on this Holy Thursday, let us be reminded to just love them anyway. Simply by what you've done, we should love, because you gave the ultimate sacrifice. You showed us the ultimate love by laying down your life for us. So we give you the highest praise, hallelujah, and we say thank you. And it is so, and it is done in the precious blood of the sacred and holy Lamb, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We say amen, amen, and amen. Remember, just love them anyway. Go out and be those magnificent ministers in the marketplace. Hope to hear you again tomorrow. Have a great day. Bye-bye.